بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا وحبيبنا محمد خاتم النبيين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وابتغ فيما آتاك الله الدار الآخرة وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الكيس من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت والعاجز من أتبع نفسه هواها وتمنى على الله وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من جعل الهموم هم واحدا هم آخرته كفاه الله هم دنيا صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Respected ulama, beloved elders and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us and favored us with many different bounties, many different favors. If a person has to try and count, enumerate the favors and bounties of Allah, he will not be able to do so. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His kindness, out of His graciousness, out of His mercy, if a person is thankful in any way, shows gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in accordance to his gratitude and the thanks that he shows to Allah, Allah's promise, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ If you are grateful, if you are thankful, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase His favors upon us. So whatever the favors of Allah, we thank Allah, we make shukr to Allah, we praise Allah. Ya Allah, for everything that you have blessed us with, Ya Allah, we are thankful to you, we are grateful to you. One is the shukr with the tongue, this is also necessary. Then the shukr for it to be meant from the heart, this is necessary. And the actual shukr is to use that favor, that bounty, in the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to use it. This is the actual shukr. يَعْمَلُوا عَلَى دَاوُدَ شُكْرًا Allah speaks, Dawood alayhi salam, in the family of Dawood, that make amali shukr. In other words, a practical demonstration of your gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do you do this? Whatever favor Allah has blessed you with, use it in the manner that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants it to be used. Now in most places, it is back to school and back to madrasa this time of the year. So on the first day of school, the teacher walks into the classroom and he gives all the students a pen. That this is something from my side to you, a gift that I am giving you. On the next day, the teacher goes to the classroom and he sees some students, they've drawn a dart board on the chalkboard and they're using their pen as darts and trying to hit the target. What will the teacher's reaction be? Yesterday you thanked me for the pen, but this is what you're using the pen for. Firstly, the pen is not supposed to be used for this. Secondly, you are damaging other property that doesn't even belong to you. The instinctive reaction of the teacher would be to take that pen away and forget about getting anything else from me for the rest of the year. The rest of the students, the teacher notices, these students are diligently using that pen to write into their notebooks, to complete their homework, to finish whatever other work has been given to them. The teacher's mind will say, you know, that one pen may not be enough. Maybe they need another pen. Maybe with that pen, if they're going to make a mistake, maybe let me give them some tipex. Maybe certain things they can't use the pen. Maybe they need a pencil. With that pencil, get them an eraser. The teacher's mind starts running. Why? They are appreciating the gift that was given and using it correctly. So the teacher instinctively, what more can I give them? Now this is a simple example. And this is an ordinary teacher, a person with a normal heart, whose heart gets affected by what he sees. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with many favors, many bounties. One is those people who use those favors and bounties the way Allah wants it to be used. And those that don't. Myself, without even a person still in the disobedience of Allah, all the bounties of Allah, but in the disobedience of Allah, but Allah still doesn't snatch those bounties away. The teacher instinctively wants to take those pens away from those that were using, not using it correctly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't snatch away my eyes when I look at haram. Allah doesn't snatch away my hearing when I listen to haram. Allah doesn't snatch away my hands when I'm holding or using it for something haram. Allah doesn't snatch away my ability to walk when I'm walking towards haram. How kind Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. So imagine if I use it in the obedience of Allah. That teacher wanted to give the children more. Why? These children appreciated that one gift, that pen. Let me see what more I can give them. How kind, this kind and merciful Allah. Even his disobedient slaves he gives them. Imagine his obedient slaves, how much he will give them. The greatest ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us is this ni'mat of iman. Before discussing this iman, glad tidings to each person that is here in this gathering, and each of those, even those that may have left. But each person that left his home this morning to come to read his salah with jamaat in the masjid, his fajr salah with jamaat, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, give them glad tidings. Bashirul mashain. Give them glad tidings. Glad tidings on behalf of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those people who left their homes, preferably those who walked this morning to come to the masjid, those who visit the houses of Allah in the hours of darkness, give them glad tidings. What glad tidings? Bin nuri tam yawm al-qiyamah. That they will have complete light on the day of Qiyamah. The Imam Sahib, in his Fajr Salah, the end of his first rakat, the last ayat he read, the lengthy ayat, right at the end is a dua. Rabbana atmim lana nurana waghfir lana innaka ala kulli shayin qadir. On the day of Qiyamah, when all the people come out of their qubur, come out of their graves, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give certain people light. It's complete darkness, and everyone's in disarray, everyone's in confusion. Nobody knows what is happening. No one knows where to go. It is being moved and ushered in a certain direction. Everyone's in confusion and disarray, utter bewilderment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives light to certain people. At first, Allah gives light to the people of Iman and to the people that had acted like they had Iman. What is referred to as munafiqun, hypocrites. At first, Allah gives both of them light. Then after some time, so the hypocrites, there were people that acted like they had Iman. So they feel, you know, we got away with it. We acted like we had Iman and we also have some light. But after some time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala snatches away their light. The light from those who acted like they had Iman. Who said, and on the outside they looked like people of Iman, but in their heart there was no Iman. Allah snatches away their light. Now they run behind the people of Iman. Those that have real light. Those whose light they can see is shining properly. Now they run behind them. يَوْمَ يَقُولُ مُنَافِقُونَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. The people of Iman are going ahead. They got light. They can see where they need to go. They are moving. The people of who don't have Iman, who didn't have genuine Iman in this world. Now they're running behind those people. أُنْذُرُونَ أُنْذُرُونَ. Wait, wait, wait. نَقْتَبِسْ مِنْ نُورِكُمْ. Let us take a little bit of your light. Let us be able to see where we're going also. Now the people of Iman have seen what has happened. They have seen that certain people, when we came out of the grave, they were with us, they had Iman. They had light. Then that light was snatched away. So now they start making this dua as they are moving. Rabbana atmim lana nurana. Ya Allah, complete our light. Ya Allah, complete our light. Don't let this light get snatched away. Atmim lana. Give us complete light. Atmim lana nurana. Waghfir lana. Ya Allah, forgive us. We know we're not deserving of it. Ya Allah, you're the only one that can do it. So one is a dua for it. But Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this hadith is teaching us that just like how we, and this is something we should do, we make dua for whatever we need. But there is also a practical steps to take to get what you want. So one is the dua, Ya Allah, complete our light, complete our iman, give us perfect iman. But now make some practical effort towards it. One amal to get bin nuri tam, one amal that a person can do to get complete light on the day of Qiyamah is in the hours of darkness in this world. Come frequently to the masjid. بَشِّرُ الْمَشَّائِينَ فِي الظُّلَمِ الْمَسَاجِدِ بِالنُّورِ التَّامِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامِ. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi is giving you glad tidings. You come into the masjid, it's not a small thing. Fajr Salah, Isha Salah, we take it, no, it's part of my routine, it's a daily habit. But understand what is happening. On that day when there's no light, on that day when people are in confusion, on that day, one of the ways to guarantee that you will have perfect light from the side of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is coming to the masjid for Fajr Salah, for Isha Salah. Again, this is one example of the ni'mat, the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The greatest ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us is this ni'mat of iman. Here also an example, the second rakat, what the imams have read. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us examples. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us a lesson. That this iman is not because, how we'll say in our terms, of your connections. Not because of who you are, what family you come from, what lineage you have, First, Allah gives example of the wives of two Anbiya alayhim salam. Lut alayhi salam, Nuh alayhi salam. Anbiya alayhim salam that Allah speaks about repeatedly in the Quran. There were thousands of Anbiya that came in this world. Allah selected from those thousands of Anbiya just a handful to put their stories in the Quran. In summary, to summarize what the other Anbiya also came for. These Anbiya are from the chosen, selected category. The 1% or less than 1% that Allah speaks about in the Quran. If thousands of Anbiya came, Allah only speaks about 20, 25 Anbiya alayhi salam. Allah just mentions them in the Quran. So from this chosen group, two of the chosen group of Anbiya alayhi salam, Lut alayhi salam, Nuh alayhi salam, Allah gives the example of their own wives. The husband and wife relationship is the most intimate relationship. Everything is shared in that relationship. But even if you are the wife of a Nabi, it's not guaranteed that you have Iman. It's not guaranteed that the Nabi can share Iman with you. He'll have, and how much worry the Nabi has. Sometimes we go out in the path of Allah, we get some worry and concern for someone, for a certain person, certain group of people. We feel we have worry for this person. So the Nabi of Allah has the most worry. He's got, so to say, almost like a permanent worry. Every Nabi of Allah. So imagine how much worry he's going to have for his wife. How much worry he'll have for his children. If he's worried about all his people. But if that wife, if Allah does not give her hidayat, if Allah does not give her iman, if she doesn't make an effort to recognize Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cites her as an example. ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ كَفَرُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مْرَأَةَ نُوحُ وَمْرَأَةَ لُوتَ. She becomes an example for every person till Qiyamah. Understand, if you don't make an effort for iman, if Allah does not guide you, then you also are not saved, no matter who you are connected to, no matter which family you are born into. And on the other hand, to give us hope, the wife of the worst tyrant, one of the worst tyrants that ever lived in history of mankind. A tyrant that will become an example for later on times. I say, Dorbul Mathal. A person that is used when you want to cite an example of tyranny. They'll say, you know, the Fir'aun of this time. When they're speaking of the people of the oppressors, they'll say, the Fir'aun of this time. The fact that you refer him to the Fir'aun of this time means the actual Fir'aun, what he must have been. You say, this person is like the Fir'aun of our time. Allah speaks the example of the actual Fir'aun. The actual Fir'aun. His wife, the tyrant who destroyed, wanted to wipe out Bani Israel, wanted to kill as many as he could, who had killed, butchered so many children. His wife, living with that type of person, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose that heart for iman. That person wanted to recognize Allah. That heart wanted Allah. That heart wanted to know its creator. Allah makes her an example of iman. What an example, what level of iman was reached? That when she's going through that torture, when she's leaving this world, she's being tortured, her life is coming out. رَبِّبْنِ لِي إِنْدَكَ بَيْتًا. When our aspiration, our hope to spur us on, to give us encouragement, Allah speaks about Jannat. When we want to encourage a person, we speak about Jannat. And we mention the different pleasures that a person will experience in Jannat. But higher than Jannat, in Jannat itself, when the people of Jannat are enjoying Jannat, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O people of Jannah, is there anything else? Are you happy? They say, yes, of course. Is there anything else? They say, Ya Allah, what else can there be? Then, on one riwayat, Allah says, there is one more thing. From this point onwards, I am happy with you, and I will never be angry with you thereafter. This is the highest acclaim that a person can get in Jannah, the pleasure of Allah. And another riwayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows now the people of Jannah to see Allah. The greatest, the creator of beauty, the creator of mercy, the creator of splendor, the creator of grandeur. You're getting to see that being. And they just behold Allah. And there is nothing else greater than this, the pleasure of Allah and seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The wife of Fir'aun, what level of iman she reaches, that when she's speaking to Allah at that time, when her life is coming out, then she's asking Allah, Ya Allah, build for me, close to you, a house in Jannah. What is her desire? Normally we aspire for Jannah. What is her aspiration? Ya Allah, I want to be close to you, and then in Jannah. If you ask for Jannah, you get, you'll get something. But Ya Allah, no, more than Jannah, more than Jannah. When effort is made on Iman, even the wife of the tyrant, when effort is made on Iman, Iman enters the heart, then Allah fills this heart. And the desire of the heart is for Allah. I want Allah. I want to be with Allah. Even in the next life, I want to be with Allah before Jannah. Allah is more important than Jannah also. Naturally, any person that's in Jannah will get to be, will get to see Allah at some point or the other. But the desire of the heart, when effort is made on this Iman, when Iman enters the deep recesses of the heart, then even if you are married to the worst, in other words, you're going through the worst life. Last night, Masuhail gave the example of that person, يُؤْتَى بِأَنْعَمِ أَهْلِ الدُّنْيَا. The person who had the best life of this world but didn't have Allah. He never had Iman. He may have had everything accomplished, established, but with no Iman, no Allah, then 1 second in Jahannam and he forgets every pleasure of this world. And on the other hand, the person that had Iman, even if he had the most difficult life, he went through the most torturous life in this world, 1 second that person is put into Jannat and he forgets. He takes a qasam in Allah, la wallah. He takes a qasam in Allah that, Ya Allah, I never go through any difficulty in this world. So what is this Iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us? Now Allah is telling us over and over again, effort on Iman. This is the effort of Iman. Why? This Iman cannot leave me. It's the most valuable gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me. But I need to leave the world with this Iman. Last night, my Ilyas Sahib, Haidu Sahib, touched on this. Many of our elders, Akabir, when they speak in their bayans, then they start off with these ayat. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ. In other words, the people of Iman. But not just the people of Iman. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Those who say رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ, then those who continue, they persevere upon that Iman. In every condition, that Iman is there. تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ. What is their condition? At the time when they are leaving this world, the malaika descend. The malaika give them glad tidings. لا تخافوا. Don't fear what is ahead of you. لا تحزنوا. Don't grieve over anything that you are leaving behind. وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ. Have glad tidings of Jannah. الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ. That you were promised. نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاءُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. We were your helpers. We were your friends. We were your guardians in this worldly life. وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. And we will be there also with you in the akhirat. Whatever assistance we are allowed to give you in akhirat, we will give you. Then amazing, وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. From the shortest introduction to what is Jannat, this verse in the Quran. Whatever your heart desires, think, just think, imagine, go on imagining, and carry on imagining, and carry on imagining, desire and desire and desire. Whatever you ask for, this is not just Jannah. This is Nuzul. The next verse Allah says, Nuzulan. Min Ghafur Rahim. What is Nuzul? Ulama explain, Nuzul is when someone, you invite someone to your home. You invite someone for a meal. While the meal is getting prepared and they're setting the table, then only the person that just enters your house, you give him something small to eat. You give him some barfi or some kajur, some sweets. That is Nuzul. It's not even on the menu. It's not even on the menu. You've got a whole menu prepared for him. Nuzul is just the hospitality treat, the welcome gift that you give your guest. مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ مَا تَدَّعُونَ. Whatever you desire, whatever you want, dream, aspire, imagine, fantasize, go on thinking, go on imagining. Think of the woman, design her how you want. Think of the house, design the palace how you want. Think of the rivers, design them how you want. Think of the fruit, whatever fruit it is, design it how you want. مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ. Whatever you desire, all of that is just nuzul. It's just the barfi, the dates when you're entering Jannat. You haven't even reached the menu yet. You haven't even got to the starters, the main menu, the dessert. What is Jannat? This is for us. This is for the people of Iman. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is willing to give us. Now the effort on Iman. That this, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُ. In every condition, my Rabb is Allah. Rabb is that being that created me, that nourished me and sustained me and took me through every stage of life. رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah introduces Himself. That everything you see and you don't see, every system of that is in functioning, that is in existence, I have created it, I nourish it, I sustain it. I took it from nothing into what it is today, and then the day will come, كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانَ. That I take it out of existence. This is Rabb. So when I said رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ, that means in every condition, in every time, when I needed any sort of help, any sort of assistance, that being that my mind went to immediately is one Allah. Allah alone is controlling, Allah alone is sustaining, Allah alone is nourishing all the people and powers of this world. Allah gives us example upon example that to show us how insignificant they are, how they can't do anything. Allah mentions the stories of Anbiya alayhi wasalam and their people in the Quran, that no matter which people came in this world, no matter what they put their reliance upon, if they did not have Allah in their life, they were unsuccessful. If it was numbers like the people of Nuh, they all were destroyed. If it was strength like the people of Ad, that was destroyed. If it was intelligence and intellectual ability and architectural ability, that was also removed, like the people of Thamud. If it was financial ability and business like the people of Madian, that didn't avail them. If it was fulfilling their desires like the people of Lut alayhi salam, that didn't avail them. If it was the magic of the people of Musa, that was not enough to help them. If it was the medicine at the time of people of Isa alayhi salam, that was not enough. Why is Allah mentioning these stories to us in the Quran? O people of Muhammad, O ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, don't make the same mistake. You will be given these things in a much smaller form. You won't have the wealth that they had. You won't have the medicine that they had. You won't have the magic that they had. You won't have the businesses that they had. You won't have the agriculture that they had on that. But they had it to a much greater extent than what you will have. Don't put your reliance on these things. If you don't have Allah, you will be unsuccessful. If you're not following the command of Allah, you'll be unsuccessful. No matter what you may have of dunya, take your reliance out of all the things of this world. Put reliance upon one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whatever you see strength, wherever you see strength, whoever you fear, whoever you are calling unto, understand how insignificant they are. Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, duriba mathal, an example is being given to you. Fastami'ula, listen attentively. Inna alladhina tad'una min dunillah, all the people you call unto besides Allah, wherever you see strength, wherever you see ability, lay yakhluqu dhubaba, they can't make one fly. They can't create one fly. Put all the superpowers of the world together, all the AI, artificial intelligence of the world together, all the scientists of the world together. Tell them, create a fly. Just make a fly. That's all. That organism, so small, make it a living organism that small. Wala wijtama'ula, put all of them together. The whole universe, all its technology and science together. The world wants us to fear, and the world wants us to stand up to, and the world wants us to bow down to. Allah is giving us this example. Quran is there not only for 1400 years ago. Quran is there for us today. All of them that you are fearing, if you think they have power, tell them make one fly. Allah then goes one step further. He says, okay, leave making the fly. They can't do it. Allah goes one step further. وَإِي يَسْلُبْهُمُ الذُّبَابُ شَيْئًا لَا يَسْتَنْقِذُوا مِنْ. Leave making the fly. Tell them do this much. When the fly sits on their food, and the fly takes one bite out of their food, it makes salb. This word salb actually means when you capture something in war, the salb of the man is when you're fighting against a person in war and then you defeat him, then you take those things that are on him. He's dead, he can't take it back. He's dead, he can't take it back. Allah uses this word, salb. When the fly takes something away from you, your ability to take it back from that fly is, so to say, dead. Leave making the fly. When the fly takes one speck of your food, take it back from the fly. Bring all the artificial intelligence of the world, all the scientists of the world, all the technology of the world, tell them take back what the fly took from your food. Take it back from the fly. That much they can't do. Next ayat, ma qadarullah haqq qadri. We haven't recognized Allah. We haven't understood Allah. We haven't understood the power of Allah. The way we're supposed to understand Allah. The way we're supposed to understand the grandeur, the greatness of Allah. So when we go out, the greatest need of insan, Allah sent Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ya ayyuhal mudathir, qum fa'andhir, wa rabbaka fakabbir. How to warn the people? Stand up and warn the people. How do you warn the people? Wa rabbaka fakabbir. Speak about the greatness of Allah. The greatest lesson that we need to understand who we are, why we are. Wa dhakkir, fa inna dhikratan for mu'minin. We say these words, we mention it. The remind is beneficial for the believer. What reminder does the believer need most? Next verse, Allah is telling us, wa ma khalaqtul jinna wal insa illa liya'budun. Quran is written in a tartib, in a pattern, in a format. Remind is beneficial for the believer. The greatest reminder this believer needs, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. O insan, you have been created for the worship of Allah, for the recognition of Allah, to bring the life of servitude to one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah knows what this insan is going to think. 90% of the people, you ask the man, why are you not coming to the masjid? Why you can't? He said, no, I've got work. I'm busy. If I'm not busy in my work and it's later in the night, no, I'm tired from that work. That's why I can't come. If I had time, I'll come. Allah already understood insan is going to make this objection. Again, the tartib of the verse, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَةً فَالْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. ما أريد منه من رزق وما أريد أن يطعمون إن الله والرزاق ذو القوة المتين. إنسان, don't make this excuse. Allah doesn't want rizq from you. Allah doesn't want you to feed him. Allah is one that gives you rizq. Don't think if you make the worship of Allah, Allah is going to deprive you of your rizq. The greatest worry of insan is his rizq. The rizq is coming from that same Allah. That same Allah that we are disobeying, he's giving us our rizq. So this, to make every person understand what kindness, what mercy, what compassion. Ar-Rahimun yarhamuhum ar-Rahman. Yarhamuhum man fil ard. Yarhamkum man fil sama. Those that have mercy, the one that is most merciful, he'll have mercy on them. Have mercy on the people of the earth. The one that's in control of the sky will have mercy upon you. The greatest mercy we can have on this insan is to turn him back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We give him food, we solve his problem for one day. We give him clothing, we solve his problem for 1 week or 1 month or 1 year. A house, we solve his problem maybe for 5 or 10 years. Necessary, it is needed. Do it, alhamdulillah. But greater than all of that, give him Allah. If he gets Allah, we solve his problems for a lifetime. In wajadtani wajadta kulla shay. You find Allah, you find everything. If he has Allah in his life, whether he knows me, he doesn't know me. Whether he knows my name, doesn't know my name. Whether he has my number, doesn't have my number. He doesn't need to call me again. He doesn't need to talk to me again. He needs Allah. I need Allah. I come out in the path of Allah because I need Allah. I need a connection with Allah. I need to turn to Allah. I made a promise to Allah. Iyaka na'bud wa iyaka nasta'in. Ya Allah, you alone I'm going to worship. Ya Allah, you alone I'm going to ask for help. My worship I only make for Allah. But when I'm asking for help, I'm turning to 10 different people. When is that Iyaka nasta'in going to come into my life? When I speak about Allah, I recognize the grandeur of Allah. I recognize the greatness of Allah. And I know that all my solutions to every problem is only going to be in turning to Allah, in fulfilling the command of Allah. Then Iyaka nasta'in. When I have a problem, I'm going to ask from that Allah. So to go to one person, I need Allah. I come out in the path of Allah so I can get connected to Allah. And every other person needs Allah. So every person I'm going to meet, I'm going to turn his attention to Allah. I can't give him hidayat. Allah is going to give him hidayat. I'm not going to make effort on his akhirat. I'm going to make effort on my akhirat. But I'm going to encourage him to make him understand he has to make an effort on his akhirat. We're in this dunya for a very short time. Every day someone is passing away. If I'm not going today, I'm going tomorrow. When I leave, I can't come back into this world. This iman has to be intact. That noor has to be tam. That iman has to be complete before I leave this world. That effort is today. So each one of us, to learn this effort, to understand this effort, our elders encourage us to come out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the first opportunity for 4 months. So who is ready, inshallah? Let's make niyats, inshallah. Uzair Amran, inshallah. Someone can write names. Inshallah. And let's make niyat, inshallah. 4 months at the first opportunity, inshallah. To learn this effort, inshallah. Inshallah. Zakaria, inshallah. Inshallah. Barbecue, inshallah. Allah accept, inshallah. Inshallah. Let's make niyat, inshallah. Niyat is between us and Allah. Ali, Allah accept, inshallah. It's a sign to inshallah, Ya Allah, please accept me. That is niyat. Ya Allah, please accept me. We can't do on our own. Allah has to do. Allah takes us out. Allah does. Niyat is to show Allah, Ya Allah, I want to go. The first step, me standing up and telling you that I want to go. Ya Allah, this is the first step. This much is in my ability. Now to make dua to Allah, to read 2 rakats of salah, to give a little bit of sadaqah, to give dawat, to tell others that I'm going in the path of Allah, I want you to come with me. Make their tashkil. These are the follow-up steps that we'll do. To keep fast. The month of Ramadan is coming. We start practicing. Rajab, the month of Shaban, the Bishop used to fast a lot. To fast, one is preparation for Ramadan. One is this fast. Nafil fast, this niyat. Ya Allah, accept me to strive in your path. These months also, Sahaba also used to strive. The first Sariya, before the Battle of Badr, there were 8 expeditions sent out prior to the Battle of Badr. In the 8th expedition, Badr was a big major battle. Smaller expeditions were sent out. In the 8th expedition, Abdullah bin Jahsh al-Anis, the Amir, was sent at the end of Rajab. In that expedition was the first time they actually had conflict with the Kuffar. First actual conflict with the Kuffar was this month of Rajab, end of Rajab, before Badr. Badr took place in Ramadan of that same year. The end of Rajab, now we're reaching the month of end of Rajab. And that conflict took place on the last day of Rajab. They thought it was the first day of Sha'ban. So Sahaba attacked the Kuffar. They felt, but it's the month of Rajab. Rajab is a sacred month. You're not supposed to be attacking us. Sahaba realized we made a mistake. Allah revealed verses. Never mind, it was a mistake. The first booty that was taken from the Quraysh was in this month of Rajab, last day of Rajab. And that booty was divided. 80% for those that took part in the battle, 20% for the Baytul Mal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upkept that. He said, right from now on, this will be the division of the booty. 80% will go to those that took part in the fighting, 20% will go to the Baytul Mal. All those took part now in the month of Rajab, end of Rajab. Then the month of Sha'ban. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sahaba would all go out in the month of Sha'ban. Different expeditions took part in that month. Sariyatul Khabat also took part in Rajab. We read the story of Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah and the sahaba sucking on the date stone. 300 sahaba, they would suck on the date stone, eating one date per day. Until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent them that thing. That took place in the month of Rajab. So this month, to come out in the path of Allah, to try, when will this come into our life? When to get a slight taste of what sahaba went through in the path of Allah. In the month of Ramadan, Battle of Badr, Fathu Makkah. So these months, to make niyat, 40 days, not 4 months, 40 days, in these months. Now, in the next 1 or 2 months, to come out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, 40 days, we'll make niyat. If we're not ourselves, think of our masjids. In our masjid, make niyat from as far as our masjids are concerned. From our masjid, one jamaat. From our madrasa, one jamaat. Two jamaats, three jamaats. Allah does. We put ourselves forward. Ya Allah, we are trying. Ya Allah, you make it happen. Hamida? Three jamaats from Hamida, mashallah. Just make niyat, inshallah. If you make niyat for a masjid, doesn't mean they're going to come looking for us. Inshallah, they'll come to the masjid, inshallah. Sometimes we're scared to make niyat, the masjid satis will shout us why we made niyat. You know? Inshallah, Allah will send help, inshallah. Spingo, mashallah. Inshallah, inshallah. Spingo Hills, mashallah. From our area, inshallah. We're going to make dua to Allah, we speak to our satis, make some fikr. Allah will take the jamaat out. Allah does. Link each person to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Reminder again of the fikr today, inshallah, from 1:30. 1:30, brother should try and be at 1:30, inshallah, until 3:00. Fikr regarding our masturat effort. The effort on the ladies in our homes, whatever has to be made. So all of us, inshallah, should try and come for this. That is today, inshallah. Inshallah. Those of us that are out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for any amount of time should come forward, inshallah. Hidayat bayan will take place now, inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallah, bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati.